Welcome to Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 5, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins, Hameiniach Yain, a Jewish person who leaves wine, Bakarain, in a wagon, or Basvina, or on a boat, V'halachlai, and he leaves Bekapandria, and he takes a short, walk somewhere. Nichlas the Medina, he enters into the nearby city, V'rachatz, and he uses the bathhouse to wash himself, Motor. The halacha is that the wine that he left on the wagon, or in the boat is mutter, because since the guy doesn't know when he's going to come back, the guy is fearful, he won't touch it, there's a certain mirsis. However, the Jewish person told the guy, show maflik, that he's going, you should know I'm going for a while, I'll be gone, I want to go to the bathhouse, then it's dalaches kadesha yishtaim, v'yishtaim v'yigayv, if he's gone for enough time for the non-Jewish person to make a hole in this seal, to reseal it and let it dry, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, the halacha is, it's aser. If not, it's mutter. Rav Shimon Gamliel adds, Kadesha yiftach v'yigayv v'sigayv, not just to make a hole, but to remove the entire seal, to remove the wine that he wants, to reseal it and let it dry. If he's gone for that amount of time, the halacha is, it's aser. Nachri bachanos. Let's say a non-Jewish person is in a wine shop of a Jewish person, and the Jewish person walks out. Av b'shiyotzev v'nichnas, even though the Jewish person comes in and out, mutter. The halacha is, the wine is permissible, because the guy is scared to touch it. Maybe the Jew will walk in while he's touching it. But if he lets him know, I'll be gone for 15 minutes, then again, according to the Tanakhama, it's the amount of time to make a hole, reseal it and let it dry. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, similarly, enough time to open the entire barrel, reseal it, and let the full seal dry. Let's see Mishnah. Hey, Mishnah 5. Let's see a Jewish person and non-Jew are eating ala shulchan. They're eating by a table in the Jewish person's home. V'niach, and the Jewish person puts legina, a jug of wine, al ha-shulchan, on the table, ulagina al ha-dulbaki, and he also leaves a jug of wine on like the three-legged table that they would have over to the side. People didn't eat and drink off of that. In other words, they would bring all the food and arrange it there, and from there it would be put on the table. V'hinichai, and the Jewish person walks out, v'yatza, and he goes out of the house. Mash al ha-shulchan, the wine that was still on the table, usser, that is prohibited because maybe the guy touched it. Mashallah dulbiki, but the part, the wine that's on that small little three-legged table, where it is not the norm to take food or drink from that, mutter, the halacha is, it's permissible. But let's say the Jewish person said to the non-Jew, have a mozig v'shoise, take as much wine as you'd like, pour it, dilute it, mix it, and afshal dulbiki yasser, even the wine that's on that little three-legged table is also going to be yasser, because the guy, kind of understands that he has carte blanche, he could take whatever he wants, so we're scared maybe even he took from the small table. Chavios pesuchos, open barrels of wine that are found in the house of the Jewish person when he leaves and leaves the guy behind asuras, those are aser. Avostumis, the ones that are sealed, kadesha yiftach v'yigayv v'sigayv, the amount of time to open them up and to reseal it and let it dry, according to the opinion of Reb Shimon Gamliel, which is actually the way that we paskin halachically. That's why it brings just this halach over here. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.